And now, back to the news.
We now have three stories about birds and cats. One of the world's largest owls has been spotted by residents in a Norfolk village. A posh cat called Benji is missing in New Cossey. But there's much better news from Thomas Taywell House, where some of our listeners live. Their pet cat Sooty disappeared for a time, but is now back at home and none the worse for her adventure.
One of the world's largest owls has been regularly spotted by residents in a Norfolk village. The bird of prey, a Eurasian eagle owl, has been snapped regularly in Ormsby St Margaret, where locals have been seen wandering wooded areas, their eyes trained to treetops in the hope of catching a glimpse. Villagers say the bird has been in the area for at least a month and that they're becoming attached to their new feathered friend, which roosts in trees during the day. Apparently unruffled by the attention, experts say the bird has most likely escaped from captivity, either a zoo or a collection, and will fare well in the wild, providing it has enough food. The birds have a wingspan of up to 6 feet and large talons.
A Norwich family is desperate to find their beloved Bengal cat, who vanished into thin air 3 months ago, prompting fears that the premium pet has been stolen. The owners of the New Cossey cat fear foul play after missing posters were torn down or his face was ripped out of the paper. Sandra Colville and her son Drew last saw their adored pet Benji on the evening of October the 2nd before watching him leave via the home camera in the early hours of October the 3rd. Sandra said, "The night before he went missing, he came in and he was his usual self. He's a very loving cat. We treat him like a child, spoiling him rotten." But there has been no sight of Benji since, with the family searching for him daily, armed with treats aimed to entice him. They've even enlisted the help of local vets and councils in a bid to track him down, all to no avail. But now they suspect the premium breed pussycat might have been taken. Sandra said, "Everyone keeps telling me that someone has taken him. It's all too suspicious. I'm hoping that with a number of people out looking, we'll be able to bring him home. Before he went missing, he also used to come back without his collar. It happened about 10 times. We even sent him out with a collar that had a tracker in it, but that only took 24 hours before it was taken off."
Another city pet, Sooty, disappeared from care home Thomas Taywell House in NR3 on Wednesday, December the 29th, after she escaped through an open door. The residents sent pleas to the community in the hope that someone could find her and bring her home. Sooty is 3 years old and is an indoor cat, so the staff and people who live at the home were very concerned when they were unable to find her. The home is for people who are visually impaired, so Sooty is of great importance for residents' well-being, and many love having Sooty visit their rooms while she is exploring. At the time, one resident, Phyllis Seaman, 92, said, "We miss her. It's as simple as that. She's one of the gang now." But thankfully, the much-loved pet has now returned home. Staff and people living at the home said she's in good shape and seems none the worse after her adventure.